The following program is brought to you in living color.
Now here's a bottle of wine that's really a bottle of wine. This was made by our Iceman's grandfather. Same as he used to do in the old country. He puts the grapes in the bathtub and he jumps on them. I saw him do it.
Why didn't he take his socks off?
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Two words, therapy.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time. Everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask, that's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about the squishy, adorable, round, soon-to-be-trampled little grape. Yes, and there's a whole lot of little grapes being trampled right now as our friends on the West Coast are finally into their harvest, and they are stomping out grapes on an hourly basis. It was fun. I had the opportunity in the last 3 days to sit down with a couple winemakers from New Zealand. And in sitting down with them, they were talking about how nice it was to visit our West Coast and to hang out. But they didn't really grasp the concept of why all the winemakers had all this amazing weather equipment. They have these big screens and they have these hourly things. And I can't do a New Zealand accent for the Kiwis any kind of justice. But they're talking about, and they would be worried about this rain, and then it would just kind of spit down on the vineyards. And we kept saying, please come to New Zealand. We'll show you exactly what rain is. When you have a torrential downpour, your umbrella gets blown out. There's no part in putting a tarp up. Then we'll show you what it is. So that was actually enlightening. It's always fun when you get a chance to talk to winemakers from different parts of the world and get their take on things. So that was enlightening to me. But sure enough, yes, to our friends on the West Coast, happy trampling. I hope it's coming in nice. I hope it's coming in quickly, and I hope you're avoiding the rain.
Does anybody still trample the grapes with their feet?
There are a couple wineries out there that do. A lot of people do it ceremoniously. They take the first batch and they say, here's what we're going to do, and do a big party with it. A lot of individual smaller wineries will do it. But as far as doing the entire production by foot, I don't think anyone puts the toe in that water.
So Lucy was the last one, I guess.
I think Lucy was the last one. And if you actually watch that show, which I have watched several times because a girlfriend and I can't decide which one of us exactly is Lucy, then you understand why it's really not beneficial for marketing.
No. Did you know the story behind that?
This actual story?
The actual story behind the filming of this? Yeah, when they got Lucy in there with the lady to do the trampling of the grapes, and they're supposed to fight in there. The lady spoke no English.
Oh, really?
And didn't really know what was going on. So when they were fighting, they were fighting.
Oh, for real?
They were wrestling. Mixing it up. So the director said, cut. That's it.
And then the poor lady still didn't understand and still tried to strangle Lucille
Ball.
Had
no idea really what she was supposed to be doing, but she just went right along with it.
Oh, that would have been fun, though. Actually, I did have the opportunity. I think I've told this story before on the show that some people were doing some marketing ploys, and part of it was truly a contest with a grape stomp. And the whole point was you had teams, and your whole team had to dress up like Lucy. Male and female had to dress up like Lucy.
Oh.
And actually go through and they
I think
would,
I've seen pictures of that. I think there's some pictures online of that. Yeah.
I think there are some things floating out there, pictures of before and after, none of which I really want shown. But it is actually a very interesting feeling because if you've ever, I can't even explain to it. Imagine stepping on a whole bunch of squishy little water balloons.
Yeah.
Because to keep your balance in something like that, if you really get involved in it, there's no way just your feet are going to be
well,
in
well,
it.
Can't there be pieces of vine in there, too? Would you actually stand the risk of cutting your foot?
No, it's more like yellow jackets.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, yellow jackets are what got me a couple of times. Because, of course, anytime you start, it's sugary, it's fruity. So, of course, the birds and the bees are all going to come around and try and get in there. And yellow jackets, you know, I don't care. I'll have this argument with winemakers the day I die. I've done enough harvest and everything else that I always wondered where insects fell in the category, speaking of falling, fell in the category as far as the vegan concept. Because simply, there is a lot of bee parts all the way through anytime you're dealing with wine. But actually, it is a great idea for those of you who are planning on doing harvest parties. And several of you have sent me emails and called saying, hey, this is the time of year where I want to do something different. that is one of the most fun party themes I've ever seen for people who are celebrating or people who can get barrel samples or who are doing bottle. Have everyone dress up as their favorite Lucy character and go through and do your party that way. Find like six different wines. And of course, it has to be red because it's not fun unless you're playing around with red grapes. Put red grapes all over the house, dress up like Lucy, and just have a ball.
Time was I could pull off Ricky maybe, but now I'm more Fred, I think. Probably a little more Fred in there.
Well, probably because your hair is now back to being even. Go figure.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Now that we have gone down the Lucy and Desi path, we know what direction the show is definitely going to be heading today. But fortunately, we will have some kind of balance because we have a guest today. We had so much fun with Corey last week talking about new entrepreneurs in wine that we have found yet another victim. I mean, yet another winemaker to join us today. We are having Miss Kelly Jones of the Casey Jones Wine Company, another person who is bravely going into the wine world. And we're going to get her opinion, see what's going on with Casey Jones. And just have her talk about her wines and what prompted her to get into the insanity that is this business. Well, speaking of insanity, because I did have a chance to spend some time with some New Zealand winemakers, here's your wine education for today. As we are all getting geared up for harvest, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, of course, all of our friends down under are just now getting into bud break. They are just now beginning to commence to start seeing their vines come alive. So they get to come up here and kick around and relax. But I did have a chance to sit down with a winemaker from Villa Maria, Mr. Simon Fell. And when he came through, he had his wines out, and he had quite possibly one of the neatest wines I have seen in ages. You know me, I love sparkling wine. I talk about champagne. I talk about anything with bubbles. We've recommended Moscatos on the show before. He had something new, unique, and different to talk about, and it's a slightly sparkling Sauvignon Blanc. Now, once again, this is a winemaker for Villa Maria, and they are actually producing a sparkling Sauvignon Blanc. And it's great. It has great passion fruit to it. It's very grassy. And it has some herbaceousness that's just really, really refreshing because you put that with a little bit of Frizzante. Frizzante means lightly sparkling. And it is just a great wine. Now, of course, you know me. When I have a wine like this, I start thinking about breakfast. It's a great brunch wine. But past that, this wine is going to be something you have probably never encountered before. And I truly encourage you to taste it, to find it. They have it out on the shelves in a little Prosecco-looking bottle. So for those of you who like the acidity, who like the Christmas that you tend to get off California Chardonnay sparkling, you've got to try the New Zealand Villa Maria Lightly Sparkling Sauvignon Blanc. It's definitely something that's worth at least you giving your attention and saying, I tried that once. Now, as far as red wines, I've just been in a very rustic mood. And in doing so, I was looking for something a little bit inexpensive, something that's pretty much out of my wheelhouse. Well, I found it. Rojo Moho. I know it's been a while since I took a really good look at Spain, but this is such a great, inexpensive, 100% Syrah that it's very much worth looking at. Neat package, neat label, Rojo Moho. I know my Spanish isn't what it needs to be, but this is out of La Mancha. And La Mancha is the largest growing region in Spain. I think a lot of times it gets a bad rap because people think it's a whole bunch of Farnay and a whole bunch of bulk grape down there and a whole bunch of Aria. But it really does have some outstanding areas and regions. They're doing some very cool things. But this Rojo Moho is 100% Syrah, and you get great flavor profiles on it. Once again, today's wine recommendations are just a little bit funky. This Syrah, you get cherry, you get black pepper, and I swear you get a cinnamon flavor into it. And you put all these characteristics together, and it just is great. I was thinking about it. For those of you who are barbecuing this time of year, this is the perfect wine to go with the Notorious P.I.G. This is great for shoulder. This is great for butt. This is definitely great for anything you're going to put on the grill. So your red wine recommendation, Rojo Moho Syrah from La Mancha, Spain. And our white wine was the Villa Maria Lightly Sparkling Sauvignon Blanc. So, yes, I do things besides Chardonnay, and I do tend to get out of my wheelhouse.
I'm impressed.
Why?
But you do things besides Chardonnay.
You weren't even listening to any of that discourse.
How do you know I was not listening to any of that?
Trust me, Kent.
I just caught the part about no Chardonnay.
Yes, I know. I'm paying attention. Well, you're too fascinated trying to figure out what the hell has just fallen in on the other side of the building.
I know something fell down.
Yes,
I don't know what it was.
For our listeners, when you heard that really catastrophic clunk, we aren't entirely sure. We're assuming we're still on the air, so we'll go from there. Like I said, we do have a guest today, and what's going to be fun about talking with Kelly, she'll have a brand new, or rather a less jaded opinion on what's going on in the wine world, because for those of you who keep up with wine news, there are some really interesting stories and articles out there right now. And this is the one I think that I'm probably going to, I'm going to wind up getting fairly excited about this. And I think we'll probably hear several shows about this, and I'd like to get a guest. But as long as we're talking about our Down Under friends, there is an article that recently came out of The Age, Experts See Red Over Red Wine Myth. And ultimately, what this article goes on to describe is that down in Australia, there's a campaign to lift public awareness of the health hazards of alcohol. From the Alcohol Policy Coalition has challenged the red wine myth that alcohol is good for you. But basically, the coalition is getting together to say that alcohol plays a significant role in the rise of non-communicable diseases, including cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Now, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that we have gone over ad nauseum all the benefits you can get out of the phenolics, out of all the great components in red wine, out of the skins, whether it's the esters, whether it's a little bit of alcohol. So from looking at our point of view and just the research we see daily, it seems like there is a tidal swell of things that are good for you. But ultimately, down under, they are arguing that absolutely not, it is not good for you, that Australia has a $15 billion, I guess it's dollars down there, drinking problem, and that they think the government can help fix the problem by introducing a tax which could lead the world in reducing alcohol-related disease.
That's right. Prohibition for wine.
Yeah,
there you go.
Is anybody else seeing just the discordant aspects of all this? Number one, it's temperance all over again. We already talked about what happened with prohibition in the United States.
Didn't work.
No. Number two, every scientific journal since the 80s has been talking about all the good benefits you can reap off red wine. But because all of a sudden there is what they consider a drinking problem, it doesn't go into that, that the government needs to tax it to stop all of this problem. And hey, we're going to say that the reason you're taxing it is to make us all healthier.
It's for your own good.
It is. Now, what I find interesting is the study does not go into, it's just saying that drinking, those that drink more are the ones that are getting more cancer, more diabetes, more heart disease. What other factors did they look into it? You know, what kind of stressful jobs do they have? What atmosphere do they live in? What area do they live in? Are they living out in the countryside? Are they actually making the wine? Are they in Sydney or in the heart of the cities where all kind of other possible dangerous threats could exist? I'm sorry, this is just one of those things. It really riles me up when you find you try and put a group that's going to argue against everybody not doing something good for them and have the government stop it all because it's in our best interest. I just don't get it. Well, the good news is for you, we have to take a break right here. But when we return, we might touch on this topic a little bit more. And of course, I'll be happy to take your calls and emails.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission can cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. And of course, right before we took the break, I was starting to get wound up and on my soapbox about this article about experts seeing red over wine myth. And just to touch on it, just for one last little time, let me recap this for you. A group is getting together to petition the government to tax alcohol so that the rest of the country won't get cancer, they won't get diabetes, and they won't get these deathly diseases, the non-contagious diseases.
Now, we need to stress where this is.
This is in Australia.
In Australia.
But you know, I guess I could see this in France. I could see this somewhere else. But Australians have always had kind of the same mentality we did. I mean, bottom line, Australia is like the United States. We're all penal colonies.
But their economy is in the toilet, too, because of various things. So that's where this is coming from.
Well, I do understand the economy issues. But ultimately, it goes back to it. We have a group of people that decided that I'm going to charge you more for your vices or what I consider to be a vice because it's in your best interest. Now, I could just as easy go out tomorrow and get run over by a car as I could die from cancer from drinking too many glasses of red wine. So I don't see if I choose to do this in the sanctity of my own home or with my own friends or however I want to do it, it is my right to do it. You are not allowed to judge me and to say that the government needs to tax me more to enjoy what you consider my vices.
But every now and then you get a new flock of politicians and this is what they do.
I do. Well, I can just get a whole group together and say, you know, I think that people who drive small cars, whether it's a Mini Cooper or a little Volkswagen, I think that when an SUV hits them that they are going to probably die. So I think we need to tax those cars more. I mean, that's the same logic that goes into this. I can't stand it. Leave the alcohol people alone. I mean, let's face facts. I understand MAD. I respect MAD. I get it. I understand not drinking and not driving to doing something that will harm another person. But if drinking is going to harm me, that is my call. That is my decision.
Well, we're wanting to do the same thing in this country right now because of fast food and sugar colas.
Oh, that's...
It's the latest thing here. And it was wine before. It'll be wine again. It just depends on what flock of politicians gets in there and how much money they need.
How hard is it to mind your own business? That's all I want
Very
to know.
Hard.
Mind your own business. Whatever I decide to do is what I decide to do. Now, for our listeners, I'm sorry you got stuck on that rampage, but it just gets to me. And to counter that argument, there was another very interesting article in one of the North Bay Business Journals talking about wineries pursuing pouches for premium brands. And this one I love. So we have the Australians who are deciding that we need to tax alcohol more. But here in the States, we have a group that's trying to find a way to literally make wine pouches. How many of y'all remember the old Capri Suns? You know, the fruit pouches that they actually have the metal pouch and you have a straw with a sharp end on it.
Yeah, they
and you
still
stab
make those.
The pouch. Yes. Well, they're going to actually come out with wine in pouches like that.
Well,
and right now they're debating on whether or not to make them one serving or two serving.
I have seen these.
Well, you've seen the boxes. We actually haven't seen the pouches yet.
That's true.
The whole thing for the pouches is this is coming through. Let's see if I can find the winery. It's coming from House Band. And what this is, it's a Sonoma County-based small-tier brand that wants to market to music festivals, to concert venues. And in doing so, he realizes there might be wine drinkers there, but ultimately they don't want glass bottles at places like this. And, of course, maybe the box isn't what you want because glass bottles, you could break someone, you could break it over someone's head and people frown on things you can't see. But they would actually be clear pouches. You could go in and have a great pouch of wine. Think about how easy that would be to chill. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too.
I can see us all, though. I would lose the straw. That would be the very first thing I did.
Your little sippy straw.
I would. And then I'd be stuck with a clear pouch and no way to get into it.
Yeah.
And you'd see me sit. I'd be the one on the lawn. For those of you who ever want to know who this person is, I'm the one that lost my straw. I'll have my wine pouch. And it'll probably be like a $30 bottle in that pouch. I'll be the one with my teeth sitting there trying to tear a corner of the wine pouch.
So that's a sad sight.
Yeah, but it's going to happen. Count on the fact it will happen. So I thought that was interesting. Well, since we do try and market the show as being all about you, I did receive an email, and I do want to touch on it real quick because it kind of never fell into a theme song. Laura, be forewarned. This may be the most ridiculous question you will ever be asked, but if you know me by now, you will know I will ask it. If I go to a BYO restaurant here in New York City and bring a nice Pinot Noir from Central Otago, New Zealand, with a screw cap enclosure, does the same corkage fee apply? Ultimately, what they do, a corkage fee is simply just a name. It is doesn't matter whether there's a cork, whether there's not a cork, screw cap, whether it's a little pouch. Bottom line is the waiters are supposed to be handling this bottle of wine for you. So if you go in, you bring your bottle of wine, the waiter's going to take it from you. He's going to chill it. He's going to serve it. So when they say corkage, ultimately it means that you're taking the bottle in to have someone else cater to you. And there will always be a corkage fee with it. It is not associated with corks one way or the other. So sorry, I hate to disappoint you, but that is true. Screw cap, not screw cap. You're still going to have to pay your fee. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we will have Miss Kelly Jones joining us to talk about the new exciting things in the wine business.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach, but what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Well, you've heard enough of my hysterics today, so it's about time we have another person join us. Of course, last week we talked to Corey, and he was starting a brand new winery and getting involved in it. But today we have Miss Kelly Jones of the KC Jones Wine Company, and she has truly gone out on a limb and started her own facility. She's starting a little bit of everything. So at this point, Kelly, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Hi, thank you very much.
Oh, it's a delight. It's a delight to have you on the show. Well, it's always fun to find someone who has been in the wine business, who has a background, who understands the insanity of this business, but then find the person who takes that extra leap, jump, however you want to look at it, and starts their own winery. And I think that is exactly what you have done. Is that correct?
Well, I've actually started my own brand. They often say, how do you make a small fortune in the wine business? You start with a large fortune. Well, I've been around long enough so that I plan not to do that. So I actually created my brand by using some of the assets that I knew I had access to and doing a custom crush and building my brand slowly but surely and hopefully successfully.
See, that is outstanding. It's very easy for those of us who've been in the business for a long time to sit back or taste new wines that come around or look at new packages and labels and say, oh, well, I would have done this. It is always amazing to find someone who says, not only would I have, I'm going to. So, Kelly, my hat's off to you. When you read your website, you have a quote, "It is the journey, not the arrival." So tell us, how did you wind up in this journey to making your own wine?
Great question. It's not something that I took on lightly. I had been thinking about it for probably a year, 2 years, maybe 3. And I always felt that I wanted to have my own personal imprint on not only the wine style, but also the look and feel of the wine. But for me, wine is all about experiences. It's all about great friends, enjoyment, looking around a table and saying, it doesn't get any better than this. And that sharing experience, for me, producing a wine that was going to be delicious and interesting and something that everybody loved. For me, that was really my driving force to create my Casey Jones Streamliner specifically.
How are you doing with the everybody loved part of it? That would be my nightmare. I know I'd wind up getting in an argument with someone. What do you mean you don't like it? That's perfect.
Well, you know, it's really funny, but I actually had that experience just ever so slightly, and it's not so much that anyone has said they didn't like it. Everyone has been so gracious and wonderful. They all say the same thing. It's delicious. And for me, it's very, very rewarding because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to produce a wine that was just downright delicious. And but from time to time, someone will say, oh, I taste a little bit of this and or that. And, oh, I don't particularly love Viognier, but I love this wine. So it's actually been interesting. I've learned a lot in my own temperament and how to actually accept other critiques. But for the most part, I would say 99%, the response has been more than I had ever expected.
Well, I am very respectful. I'm sure I would have slapped someone in the next week by now. But all joking aside, I've got to ask this. I've been dying to ask someone who has done what you have. What was the impetus? What was the one moment where you said, that's it, I'm going to do it? What was that one deciding factor that all of a sudden, did you just wake up one morning? Did somebody hack you off at work? Did you just taste a really good vintage? What shoved you?
Oh, isn't that funny? Should I tell you the God's honest truth?
We're all friends around here. We want the God's honest truth. That makes it interesting.
You know, I was actually at a wonderful wine event, an event that goes on every year in Aspen, and it happens every June, and it's been going on for about 25 or 26 years. And to tell you the truth, I was visiting with a lot of customers and tasting some great wines, and I've known a lot of people in the business for a very long time. And that Monday morning, I went back to the office, and my boss, who I've been very, very close with and I adore, I love him like a brother, he just wanted to just give me a hard time saying, you know, you just had to go, didn't you, Kelly? You just had to go. And I said, you know what? Today's the day. And he said, what do you mean? I said, today's the day. I'm literally, today is the day. I think I want to start my own brand. And he looked at me like I had two heads. He's like, no. Because I had actually been with this organization for almost 20 years. He's like, no, not you. You're crazy. You're kidding, right? And I said, no, 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 no. Today is the day. I've kind of been thinking about it, and you just pushed me just enough. And we actually kind of started laughing a little bit about it. And it just happened. But it was really, it was a great moment because he was incredibly supportive, and we've been able to, you know, because of that support, I was able to start my journey even more successfully. So my hat's off to him, but it truly was that moment that I just said, today's the day. And you have to actually sometimes just take that chance. And sometimes it's one little thing, that straw, and sometimes it's something that goes on for such a long period of time. But it's funny that you asked me that question because it was just that one little push, and I said, "This is it. Today's the day."
Well, so. I not trying to blow smoke, but ultimately, I think with most great females, and especially ones that are, shall we say, strong-minded, we can sit back, you can plan, you can know kind of what your label is going to look like, what you're going to do, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it's always a snap moment. It's always something that. It shifts your whole paradigm. It shifts the way you look at things. So it's nice to know that you admitted your story. I love it. I absolutely love it. Trust me, I've had many days like that. Ask Kent. I'm thinking,
Yeah, surely. So to this day, I think he wonders, like, I shouldn't have gone into her office that morning.
Oh, don't you love the many days that men sit back and think, I really shouldn't have said that. So go figure. Well, I've got, obviously, this is something you're relatively new to creating your own brand. From that moment in the office until now, how much time has passed? Were you talking 18 months, 24 months?
Actually, it was probably 16 months. So that was actually in June of last year. So I was given a couple of months to really let it sink in. And I was always saying, nope, I'm going, I'm doing it. But I started and got the licensing for my Casey Jones Wine Company and Casey Jones brand in August of 2010. So, and then it was a very long process. And I have to say that during the last 12 months, I have such a deep respect for all all of the individuals and their participation in the wine industry, and actually to get a brand from the initial vision to the wine and everything that it takes to finally get it to market. It's a huge task, and something that I decided to take on, and I've been able to do it now, but I had no idea the details that are necessary. But you learn. Every lesson is a lesson learned. I say that often. And you just find out that, okay, learn something new today. How do I tackle this and get it done and move on? So.
Yes, exactly. How do we move on? Hey, Kelly, we need to take a quick break right here. Do you mind hanging out till we get through the commercials and we can pick this up in a second?
Sure, no problem.
All right, quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will find out more of Kelly Jones' amazing story and talk a little bit about her wines themselves.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe and responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Right now we are mid-discussion with Miss Kelly Jones of the KC Jones Wine Company. Kelly, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Before the break, we were talking about all the things you had run into, the things that you had been involved in, and the details involved in starting your own brand. And, of course, I do want to talk about your wines, but I've got to ask this question while it's still on my mind. I think a lot of people go into this thinking that, oh, well, actually getting the juice and getting the blend is going to be the most difficult. But I would imagine when it comes down to it, you know what you're looking for, you know what you want. What has been the biggest obstacle to you having your own brand and getting this off the ground?
Great question. I have to say that the process of getting your wine and or the brand registered in a number of different states has been more of a challenge than I originally thought. It's and I've learned a couple of things from the process, but the every single state has different laws, and there are different departments within each state that actually get involved. And very often you need to have specific licensing. And then from your licensing, once you get a license to actually ship into the state, then you need, and that could include some basic permits. From there, they also then want you to register each individual item. And then from there, you have to assign a distributor. And then from there, you have to have many discussions with them in regards to getting the wine to that market and transportation, et cetera. So when, for me, I'm very fortunate that in the first year, I have been fortunate enough to be assigned and distributed in 22 different states. So that process was monumental. But the good thing is, what I learned from this is that people in the individual departments in the individual states were much more helpful and nicer than I ever anticipated. So they were all helpful of me getting started and what my needs were, and helping me, you know, fumble along with paperwork and all kinds of bonds and notaries and everything else. So I was surprised at how nice people were, and answering phone calls and just being very supportive. But so, that was probably the biggest task.
Well, of course, the government's going to be the most difficult thing. We should all know that straight out. If it's not government being difficult, we know it's going to be sales, and we know how Kent feels about his salespeople today. So that's neither here nor there. Well, Kelly, we've got to talk about the important things while we have it. Your Streamliner White Blend has me absolutely fascinated because, of course, I joke around on the show about being the Chardonnay diva, but I've rarely found a white wine I don't like. You decided from looking at Streamliner White that you were just going literally to make everybody happy. Chardonnay, Viognier, Pinot Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Gris, Gewurztraminer, and Riesling from Sonoma, Carneris, Santa Barbara, Bennett, and Russian River. Man, that's a woman who definitely, I'm going to make sure every basis is covered. What, Kelly, you didn't find anything in Napa you liked?
You know, well, I actually, you know, I live in Sonoma County. I love Sonoma County. I love the diversity of Sonoma County, and I was very fortunate to be able to source from some wonderful growers and some wonderful fruit to actually pull my blend together. But I, you know, I have to say, every single one of those varietals is there for a reason. They all play a very important part to the ultimate blend. And the process of the blend and working through all the components was so much fun. I learned so much. And I was just jumping out of my skin on certain days with, you know, with how the wine was starting to come together. And but it is fun. I love Chardonnay, but there are some days that I want something just a little bit more. I love Viognier. So my blend is actually 34% Chardonnay, and that's really the foundation. And in this Chardonnay, I was looking for something that was very specific. There's a certain clone of Chardonnay called the Ruid clone, and that actually is very exotic in character. It's very Muscat-like, and I knew that had to be my platform, my foundation, my whiteboard, if you will. And from there, I added the other components and other varietals to it. I'm a huge Viognier fan. I love the aromatics of Viognier, so when you put your nose in the glass, it just jumps out at you, and it smells so good. You want to go swimming in the glass. From there, I actually had this wonderful Pinot Blanc that was a wonderful mid palate, and it really helped to round out the wine. And when I tasted it, I just had to have it. A little bit of Gewurztraminer for some spice, some Pinot Gris and Sauvignon Blanc for some acidity, and then of course it just rounded everything out at the end with some Riesling. And again, every component, every varietal add something to the final blend. So, and it's just, I wanted to make something that was just very, very well balanced and delicious and went well, went really nicely with food. And I hope to think that, people feel that I achieved that once they taste the wine, but.
How could they not? Essentially, you took a fashion model Chardonnay, Rude Chardonnay. Dutton Goldfield used to make a Rude Chardonnay. I think they still do. And I absolutely love that clone. I love that blend. They do a great job with it. But you took a fashion model, and then basically you accessorized Chardonnay is what you did. It has a great little hat, has great shoes, got a great belt. Man, you put it all together so it's nothing but a stylish outfit. And I love a woman who can do that.
I love how you said that, because that's pretty much it. You know, it's it's funny. It just, it delivers on all different levels, because whatever you're looking for, you're going to get it.
Well,
so, and it's funny, a good friend of mine actually had, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but Josh Wesson, he's an educator and someone that's been in the industry for many, many years.
I have crossed paths with Josh before. So
he's just a character, and he's so funny. He goes, Kelly, he goes, you have renewed my faith in the deliciousness of wine. And I was like, I love that quote. I said, I'm putting you on my website, because that's what I was really looking to achieve. Something that you know, for me, I come home after a hard day of work and just, you know, it's 5:30 in the morning sometimes at the desk, and I come home, I make trying to make dinner. I have a nice glass of wine. And before you know it, I'm like, wow, where did that go? That was so good. I didn't even think about it. So, you know,
yes,
sure, there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, actually, we call them deck wines around here, because it's very easy. All of a sudden, you don't pay attention to it. You drink the first bottle, then all of a sudden you open the second bottle and you're decked. So it just kind of works out all the way through. Well, I know we don't have that much time left, but I got to ask, where did the name Streamliner come from?
Oh, great question. So, you know, Casey Jones, obviously, that's me. And I actually, I had 20-something years, actually more than that, in the industry. As
we don't admit that. It's like dog years. We don't tell anybody. We don't tell any people we've been doing this. We're all novices and we're just naturals, Kelly. Come on.
I'm so new at this.
Yes. Rookie.
So I was Kelly Creamer, and then I changed my name, of course, when I married my wonderful husband and became Casey Jones. And Casey Jones means so many things to so many people. And whether it is, you know, Casey Jones, the original engineer that lost his life, or all of his passengers in, I guess, the early 1900s, and or Casey Jones, who is a well-known basketball player in Massachusetts. There's the
Casey Jones at bat.
Turtles.
Yeah, well,
there's
Kelly,
so many of them. It's funny. And then, of course, Streamliner just came from that, because Streamliner defines the wine, and it's easy flowing and easy drinking and modern in design and somewhat trendy, which the Streamliner train was in the early 30s, 40s, when we went from the big locomotives to what we see now, which are the more streamlined trains.
As of
well
course.
As other things that are streamlined. Yeah.
Well, speaking of easy flowing, this is one interview that definitely has done so, to the point where, unfortunately, we're going to have to come to a close. But, Kelly, thank you so much for being on The Crush today.
You.
A link to
thank
Kelly's
you.
Website is going to be on The Wine Crush. I encourage all of you to check out her wines and her blends. And hopefully we'll touch back with Kelly as things progress and see how things are going for her.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
All right, quick break here on The Crush, and when we return, we'll wrap up today's exciting show.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
the karate glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
This is The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. A very special thank you to Miss Kelly Jones of the Casey Jones Wine Company, another brave woman stepping forward and making her own brand and deciding what she wants to do. I have to admit, I do love her catchphrase. It's the journey, not the arrival. And I think that pretty much sums up today's show all the way around. We have kind of gone through a great journey to arrive at probably, not necessarily a concrete tangent, but at least it's fun to see all the different aspects that go into the wine business, whether it's the government regulations, whether it's people who want to put their 2 cents worth in, or in Kelly's case, someone who wants to put their 2 cents worth in a great way to say, I can make something delicious, I can make something wonderful. But ultimately, today has been all about expressing an opinion, whether it's the opinion of what you think your government should be doing, the opinion of what you think your wine should taste like, or the opinion of how your wine should be packaged, like we talk about the pouches. So that is, to me, why I stay so tied into the wine business. This is why I stay where I am, because it doesn't matter what my particular mood is on any given day. I can always find somebody somewhere who will either agree with what is considered my opinion about a package, a regulation, or a wine, or I can find someone who will substantially disagree with what I think on things, which means that I always have something to talk about. And that's what we have fun with here on The Crush. We always want to have something to talk about that's relevant, that we can enjoy. And so that's why we encourage you, reach out to us, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com, and let me know what you want to talk about. Let's get into debates, because ultimately, there may be 8 million different perspectives in the wine business, and we have plenty of years and plenty of time. Hopefully, at some point, we will get to hear all of them. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's show as much as I have. And as always, here at The Crush, we are reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.